Jamaica's tourism product is traditionally centered on the north coast, and with good reason. That section of the island boasts pristine white sand beaches and world-class hotels. But guess what? There's fun to be had on the island's south coast as well. On today's Tourism Roundup, we feature one of the major players in ecotourism and a gem of the south coast, J. Charles Swaby's Black River Safari. And in our No Jamaica segment, Wyess Falls. One of the longest rivers in Jamaica, the Black River starts in the mountains of Manchester, flows west, disappears underground, and re-emerges in St. Elizabeth. Measuring 53.4 kilometers or 33 miles, the river gets its name from the darkness of the riverbed that has over the years been lined with thick layers of decomposing vegetation. The river and wetland provide a home for crocodiles, lobsters, fish, birds, and other creatures. In short, the area is an ecotourist's or environmentalist's dream.
Many people are not aware that a lot of visitors aren't coming to Jamaica just for the sea, sand, and sun. Many of them want to explore the country. They're explorers. And that's the idea of a safari.
Joseph Charles Swaby, operator of J. Charles Swaby's Black River Safari. Mr. Swaby started his company in 1987 with one vessel and has since expanded that number to 9. He tells us what to expect on a basic tour of the Black River.
We go about 2.5 miles upstream. We go first of all upstream on the Black River until we get to a point known as Broadwater. Then we turn eastward onto the Broad River, go through what I have named as Mangrove Avenue, and then we go further up, sometimes as far up as the Salt Spring Bridge, and then return. This will take generally 1 hour and 20 minutes to 1.5 hours.
The company also offers a tour for bird watches and fishing trips where persons can catch snook, tarpon, and other species of fish. But perhaps the main feature of J. Charles Swaby's Black River Safari is the opportunity to observe crocodiles from the safety of the boat. Visitors can also get up close and personal with the animals in the crocodile nursery, established by Mr. Swaby to support conservation efforts.
What we have been doing is, for one, trying to rescue animals that often get into trouble, entangled in nets and damaged in one way or the other. And also in growing rescued juveniles, bringing them to the point where they are able to survive or they have a better chance of survival in the wild. Because when crocodiles are just hatched, even some of the birds that you'll see along the river eat those crocodiles, the hatchlings.
There's also another reason for the nursery, rooted in education.
Also, when visitors go through the nursery, the guide will give them information about the crocodile itself so that they are able to learn. And in particular, the school children, this is very important for them. They are able to learn a lot about not just the crocodile, but the environment in which the crocodiles live.
Joseph Charles Swaby, operator of J. Charles Swaby's Black River Safari. The company offers special packages for schools, companies, and groups. So for your next outing, consider the South Coast and be sure to check out the Black River Safari. We're still on the South Coast for our No Jamaica segment. An amazing adventure awaits you at Wyess Falls in St. Elizabeth. Here you'll enjoy the 7-tiered waterfall, expansive wading pool fed by underground springs, exciting canopy rides, river tube rides, and spectacular views. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.